This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, David Rakoff, the author of Don't Get Too Comfortable, skewers the excesses of American culture. But first, more trouble for Congressman Tom DeLay. He's facing two indictments for allegedly illegally funneling corporate money into political campaigns in Texas. Now prosecutors from the Justice Department want to question former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher about a meeting between her and DeLay. DeLay's trip to Britain was arranged by lobbyist Jack Abramoff, who has close ties with DeLay. Super lobbyist Abramoff has become synonymous with fat cat corruption. He's been indicted on fraud charges for a casino deal gone bad in Florida. Abramoff also took tens of millions of dollars from Native American tribes while calling them morons and troglodytes behind their backs and secretly working for their competitors. And a top White House procurement official was indicted recently, accused of lying to officials investigating Abramoff. Here to tell us more about Jack Abramoff and his rise and fall is Karen Tumulty. She's a reporter at Time Magazine who's written a lot about this story. And Karen, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
First off, tell us a little bit about Abramoff. Where did he come from and how did he amass so much power?
That is a really unusual and interesting story. Jack Abramoff is somebody, he grew up in California and was active in Republican politics back when he was in the college Republicans. But 15 years ago, he was actually back in California making kind of low-budget movies. When the Republicans came back to power in Congress in 1994, that Jack Abramoff decided to come back to Washington and essentially to sort of begin trading on some of these contacts he had made back in his days of Republican politics. And he seems to have been incredibly close to a number of members of Congress, particularly Tom DeLay. He would find ways to get a lot of money into the congressional causes that were important to some key Republicans. And what is now being looked at least two Senate committees, at least four federal agencies, and last I checked, more than a dozen FBI agents, is whether, in fact, as a result, they were doing some favors for Jack Abramoff.
So what was he able to do for his clients? What kinds of legislation was he interested in?
Well, a number of things. Back in the mid-1990s, one of his great causes was the Marianas Islands in the Pacific, particularly some Chinese companies there that were trying to sort of keep immigration laws and tariff laws off of this. This is an American territory, and by setting up in the Marianas, these companies were able to essentially use sweatshop labor and still put a Made in America label on it. And it was protecting a lot of these interests that was one of the great causes he was involved in.
And so what caused his downfall?
Well, it was when a newspaper in Louisiana started looking into the extraordinary amounts that some Indian tribes were paying this little-known lobbyist outside of, you know, some Republican circles. That was sort of the first thread that people started pulling at that really ended up unraveling this whole operation, which also, by the way, included extraordinarily lavish entertainment. He was, you know, flying members of Congress and their staffs all over the world on incredible junkets and maintained a number of skyboxes at just about every sports venue in Washington. Essentially, it appears that he was, you know, doing a lot to sort of underwrite a very lavish lifestyle for both members of Congress and their staffs.
Let's talk about this casino deal in Florida. This is what he has been indicted on, fraud charges in that deal. Also, there is a murder allegation swirling around this story. Can you tell us about that?
Well, there's a lot of, there are a lot of dots out there, I think, that have yet to be connected. But basically, the story goes that Jack Abramoff and a partner decided they wanted to buy a company called Sun Cruise. It was casino ships. And the deal went sort of, it was a difficult deal to pull together in convincing the owner of the company to sell it to them. And among other things, it now appears that Jack Abramoff was able to convince Congressman Bob Ney to actually go out on the House floor and denounce the owner of this company and suggest that he shouldn't be in the casino business. Anyway, the deal went badly. There is a rather suspect paper trail of how it was financed. And ultimately, the original owner of the company was killed in what appears to be a, you know, mob-style rub-out. And last week, you know, three people were arrested and indicted on charges of actually having pulled off the hit.
Karen Tumulty is a reporter for Time magazine following the Jack Abramoff story. Thank you very much.
Thank you.